Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. It made no sense at all. There we were, and we were at a French bistro in Wilmington, North Carolina. It was two nights before the wedding of my best friend, and a friend of his future father-in-law had insisted on taking the whole wedding party out to dinner at some fancy place that I could certainly never afford. And before the meal began, he stood up and he talked about how much he loved the family and how much it brought him delight to be able to bring all of us out to dinner and that everything that night was going to be on him. And he said, order whatever you want, how much you want, everything is going to be covered. And so that's what we did. We ordered whatever we wanted. How much we wanted. And I can honestly say it's probably the best meal I have ever eaten my entire life. And if you have met me, which I know you have, you know how much I love food, and this was fantastic. And let me tell you something, it was completely and totally free. Now imagine, just for a moment, being invited to a meal like that. Maybe you have. And all of your favorite foods are being served. No, actually, I want you to do this. Take a moment, maybe, don't close your eyes, because when you do that during a sermon, I know what happens. But imagine for a second what your favorite foods are. Maybe get that taste in your mouth, you know, and everything. And then imagine someone coming up and saying that they're going to cover the cost. In fact, they come up and say, you can have as much as you want of your favorite food, no matter what it is. And you can have as much as you want. And everything is going to be covered. It's going to be completely and totally free. I mean, wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, I'm telling you, people, what's better than fantastic food? Free fantastic food. But now just imagine this. Instead of enjoying free fantastic food, you tell the person who is paying for all of the food, no, thank you. I don't want that. Now, the person kind of looks at you with this rather confused look on their face, and you tell them, you know, instead, I would much rather have the food scraps from the garbage out back. And I would actually rather have a bunch of junk food. And in fact, I would rather pay for all of that and work for all of that junk food and the scraps from the back, instead of this free, fantastic food that you're paying for, that I don't really want that free food. And so with a look of sadness on that person's face, you reject their free gift and you walk out the door. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. It makes no sense. Every week we are invited into the presence of the Almighty God. We come here into his house, and we get to hear his word, the word that became flesh and dwelt among us. We get to have our sins forgiven. Are there any sinners here? You don't have to raise your hand because I know the truth. We're welcome to his table. And it's more than we could ever deserve. The Savior of the world invites us to come and receive these gifts of word and sacrament. They are gifts of of eternal significance in our lives, forgiveness and life and salvation. Talk about a buffet. And all of it is completely and totally free. Free to you, free to me, but not free to him. Jesus gave his life into death for you and for me. He shed his blood on Calvary as the perfect sacrifice, paying the price for your sins and mine. We are forgiven. We are saved eternally. And yet, how easy is it for us to take these free gifts for granted? Even gifts of eternal significance. How easy is it for us to tell the person who paid for these precious gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, no. No, thank you. How easy is it for us to decide that we would rather eat the food scraps and the garbage and the junk food that are out in the world that we have to pay for and work for instead of eat the fantastic free food that he gives here in his house? It is both sad and it is a sin when we take this gift of God for granted. And like all sin, it is that which needs to be confessed. Do you need to confess taking God's gift of himself for granted? Because that is what he is offering here. He offers himself every single week, and it is completely and totally free. Maybe that's why we take it for granted, because, well, it's free. Jesus does not offer himself in his word and in the absolution of your sins and in with and under the bread and the wine and his body and blood so that you can take him for granted. He gives himself for free because he knows that you need him. I used to ask my catechumens when I was teaching in the day school up in Minnesota, when are you not in need of the forgiveness of sins? Double negative, intentional there. And they would quickly reply, well, never, Pastor. They, along with all of us, are never not in need of the forgiveness of sins. We always need the forgiveness of sins. And the good news is, Jesus gives it here every week. One of the most delightful stories about coming to my first congregation as well as coming to Salem is that the Lord's Supper was offered every single Sunday. What a gift. And it's given to you here in the absolution. It's given right into your mouth. Here in this humble, tangible way, here in the meal that is freely given at Christ's table. The question is, do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Your God says, come. Now, in our church, we take the Bible and this meal very seriously. We take teaching the Bible seriously. That's why we teach people first before receiving the Lord's Supper, so that everyone can see that this is a meal of unity. That's why we call it communion. We're celebrating also that we have all things in common about what this church teaches. But all the more, we're hoping that as you are taught in the faith, that what happens as you learn God's word, you're craving and thirsting Christ's body and blood all the more. For in this meal that is for you, you will receive Jesus. It isn't a symbolic Jesus, nor is it something that becomes something that it is not. This meal is Christ's body and blood under the bread and the wine. Why? Because Jesus says so in his word. In this meal, your sins are forgiven. In this meal, there is healing for the sins committed against you. Ever wonder why I say, take and eat, this body is given for you for the remission of sins? It's because the full sum and substance of the gospel is there. It is the forgiveness of sins as well as the healing of the sins that have been committed against you. It's also the strength of faith that has been given to you for the journey ahead all the way until Christ returns. In this meal, it is the highest point of the entire divine worship service. And that's why we take it so seriously. So are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Come. If you're not instructed yet, come. Talk to me. It'd be my delight to help you receiving this gift and learn more, to help you learn about what God's word teaches. That in his body and blood, there is the strength of your faith. If you are instructed, come and receive this gift today. But either way, I want you to know for certain that today, God's gift of forgiveness, it has been given to you. It's here in his word. It's here in his absolution. And just like the meal that is about to be served, it is completely and totally free. So I'll ask again. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? You've come to the right place. Because Jesus is here. In his name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.